Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed, misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me.
We're in the studio, and I've got Maswick and Brown here, and we just heard, that's a beautiful version of Strawberry Fields Forever. The album is called Cover Soul. Dave Maswick, Joel Brown, hi guys.
Hey, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
I'm so, so glad that you guys have covered the Beatles on this record. This is beautiful.
Thank you so much.
This Cover Soul record, when did the idea come about that you wanted to do something like this?
We decided that we needed to make a new recording, and then we decided to do an album of covers, and then it, for us anyway, logically fell on the Beatles catalog.
We've been doing Beatles songs for quite a while, actually, and it's one of the things that Dave and I, even if we're working on our own songs, writing together or working on a different project, there's hardly a session that wouldn't include us just messing around with some Beatles song. Just trying to sometimes just read it just the way it is, but other times trying to put our own spin on it. I think that eventually we realized we had a handful of good arrangements that were very different and really sort of looked at the songs in a different way. And that's more about how I think the record came about.
And that style is something that we have evolved over the years, the way we sing together and the way we play together, the way we construct our parts has all just evolved. When we first started playing together, we were just banging away on electric guitars, having a ball, but...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it seems very intricate. The arrangements that I've heard on this record just seem very, very well thought out, very planned.
Thank you.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah, and that speaks to the way we actually made the album. The first thing we did was we tried on probably 20 songs and decided from that process which ones were going to actually make the cut. Then we spent two months maybe or more rehearsing. So we had these under our fingers before we actually started recording.
We're talking with Maswick and Brown, Dave Maswick, Joel Brown. Their album is called Cover Soul, a Beatles cover record. Very cool. Very cool. I'm gonna talk more about the Beatles in a moment, but Beatle Cafe. Is this something you guys dreamed up? It's happening at Cafe Lena on November 16th?
It is, kind of. Joel and I had been involved for 20 years with the annual Beatle program at Skidmore College. Skidmore no longer does that program, and so we wanted to bring it to the community. As it turned out, Cafe Lena also had an annual Beatle program that they stopped doing.
How provident.
Right.
They were just waiting for you guys.
Yeah, right.
So we just kind of stepped into the spot, and that's how it came about.
Very cool.
Yeah, this is the second year we've done it, and last year was really great, really fun, and big, happy crowd, and lots of success, so we're looking forward to this one.
Again, this is November 16th, and at the show, you guys have, this incredible lineup. It's not just Maswick and Brown.
Correct.
But let's talk about this. Question of the Century, Buggy Jive, Super 400, Kevin McCrell. Where did you come up with that list? That sounds like, what'd you do? You do pin the tail on the donkey or something? That's a great list.
The first thing we wanted was a diverse program, music diversity in the music, to be able to say, we have an Irish folk singer and we have a rock and roll band and then we have Buggy Jive. I don't know even where to put him, but Question of the Century, who are also just wonderful. So I think we did that right. We were able to shuffle the deck in quite a nice way.
And how's the show going to go? Or is each group, each organization going to do a set, or are you guys doing sort of trading off here and there?
No, each group will do three songs.
Uh-huh.
So the three song segments, And then at the very end, there'll be a grand finale.
Ooh,
With everybody together.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Because there's such limited availability of in-person tickets, can you reveal anything on that, or you want to keep that hidden?
I think we need to keep that hidden.
Okay, all right. But that means that if you can't get tickets inside, there's the streaming.
Yeah, you can still watch
the stream. So you can watch it. Yeah, Maswick and Brown here. Their new record is called Cover Soul. Beatles. We're going to hear some Beatles by Maswick and Brown right now. How about we hear a song, all right?
Sure.
Hey Bulldog?
Hey Bulldog is the most radical transformation that we made on this album. And of course, we could have gone further with everything, but in the interest of sanity, ours and the audience's, we chose to work on that particular group of songs. And Hey Bulldog, the original, is a rock and roll tune, wide open. And we wanted to take it in exactly the opposite direction.
Hmm.
Yeah, well said.
Did you have that idea almost immediately, but how long did it take you to get there?
The idea came early. The execution took a long time.
There are a lot of different phone recordings of that and different kind of styles. And I think that once we settled on the guitar parts, that changed everything.
Well, why don't we have a listen? Hey, Bulldog, it's from Cover Soul, Maswick and Brown, WEXT Radio.
Sheepdog, standing in the rain. Bullfrog, doing it again. Some kind of happiness is measured out in miles. What makes you think you're something special when you smile? Childlike, no one understands. Jackknife in your sweaty hands. Some kind of innocence is measured out in years.
In the studio with Maswick and Brown, their new record is called Cover Soul. We just heard their version, a really cool version of Hey Bulldog. I like what you did with that, guys.
Thank you very much.
It's really neat. I mean, I love what you did with all the songs on here. You told me a little bit about the process of how you start out with a lot more songs, whether 8 on here. So you've managed to get down to 8 Beatles songs. Can you tell me your favorite one of that you guys did?
From that
collection?
I would say Bulldog is my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bulldog is really strong, I think. But I also love Strawberry Fields Forever. And, you know, there's something really joyful about, you know, track number one is If I Needed Someone. And that's pretty much the only song on the record that is pretty much a straight reading. You know, it sounds like, you know, we're just following the path, the roadmap that they created. But there's something really cool about that, too. You know, I always love singing that song, so I like that one, too.
I really like to sing with Joel on Babies in Black.
Yeah, Babies in Black is a trip, too.
Because, and the way we did it was kind of a joyous moment. I mean, we just stood there around a microphone and wailed.
I love asking this question of you guys because, you know, I'm fascinated that you were able to get down to just 8 on here. And I knew that the answer would be you couldn't really pick just one.
<That's> true,
I noticed that. You didn't say that, but that's what happened here. I don't know if you guys noticed. Maswick and Brown here. The album is called Cover Soul. We want to remind you of Beatle Cafe. And even if there are no actual physical tickets left, you should probably stream this thing.
Yeah.
Go to cafelina.tv and you can do that. Question of the Century, Buggy Jive, Super 400, and Kevin McCrell and Maswick and Brown. Dave and Joel, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having us, Chris.
Thank you so much, Chris.
This is great. Keep doing what you're doing.
You too.
I'm glad there were the Beatles so that you guys would do what you're doing.
Me too.
the next one would be the Carpenters.
Right, or the Moses.
Ooh, awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold you to that. All right, so for this last song we're going to hear from the record, Cover Soul, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. You guys, why did you want this one to play here today?
Lucy in the Sky, this version of Lucy in the Sky is kind of interesting because we actually twisted the whole song. Hopefully you can't hear the twist, but Lucy in the Sky on the original on Sgt. Pepper's is in 3/4. This version is in 4/4, and
Ooh.
So it sounds more like a French folk song than anything else. It has that kind of lilt.
What made you decide to do that?
That's... We needed to add time to the record, so one beat extra for you.
And there you have it.
There you have it. All right, guys. Well, thank you.
Thank you,
thank
Chris.
You, Chris.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes, and she is gone. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy.